from our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon. How's the weather?
Good morning, and getting ready for some snow.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I hope we're ready. I hope the mayor's ready, because I don't want to be stuck in a snowstorm. So, I'm sure
as if he didn't have enough problems. Mayor de Blasio.
He got 99 problems, and a snowstorm is about 10 of them. So, listen, I'm sure y'all have been paying attention, especially your ears, because it's almost like she has never left. Who am I talking about?
Sarah.
Sarah.
To the Palin.
Ready to make America great again. Are you ready to stump for Trump? I'm here to support the next president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Donald Trump
sounds like a cheerleader. Trump has ever done. This is so smart, man.
Oh my gosh. When she did it the other night, Jay, I opened my show. I could not stop smiling. I said, play as many Sarah Palin sound bites as possible. I love it. That's right. She is back. Sarah Palin jumped on the Make America Great Again locomotive and wasted no time going out. It was like it was 2008 because, you know, she went right after President Obama. It's just like old times.
Just last week, we're watching our sailors suffer and be humiliated on a world stage at the hands of Iranian captors in violation of international law because a weak-kneed capitulator-in-chief has decided that America will lead from behind.
He's not running again.
But they're running.
Where's
again?
Tina Fey?
He's not running again.
Oh, you know, she's right now doing rehearsals for Saturday Night Live.
I'm sure she called them and said, get me a glittery jacket and I'll be there in 10 minutes. Trump, who is used to being the center of attention, I don't know if you guys noticed this, he stood there for 20 minutes awkwardly staring at Sarah Palin, who was in the spotlight at the podium. I asked him last night on my show about that.
No, not at all. No, I was there. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be quite that long, but she made a beautiful, you know, she made a very good speech. No, I wasn't uncomfortable. I was very happy. I would have normally left the stage and let her speak, but I thought it would be nice. I thought it would be, you know, frankly nice if I was there. I thought it would be disrespectful to her if I left the stage. So, no, I wasn't uncomfortable at all.
Mm-hmm.
Did he say anything, as Jay said, anything uncomfortable about the way he looked and leered at her?
Well, that's what I said. I asked him. He said, no, he didn't know that it was going to be so long. He thought it was going to be a short introduction.
But does he realize that once Sarah Palin gets in front of that microphone, you won't be able to get her off? She's back? Like,
but that brings attention to him. That's what he wants. He knows what he's doing.
I think she's going to turn it around. She's taking it away from him.
You guys have always underestimated Trump from the beginning, and he has come so far.
But I think she's going to use this.
Nope. Jay, I don't think you did, and I don't think Sherry did.
No, I didn't at all.
And I didn't. Mm. But listen, y'all taking my commentary, because y'all saying the same thing I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, it might seem like an odd alliance. The actual courting began back in 2008. Let me refresh you. He went on Larry King and praised her, Larry King show on CNN, for rejuvenating the Republican Party. Palin, in turn, supported Trump in 2011 when he questioned the president's citizenship. And then if you want to fast forward to 2015, Palin complimented Trump for not backing down to the media after his comments about Mexican immigrants. Remember that? And then she even defended his temporary ban on Muslim immigrants. You get my point. It is a marriage made in political heaven. Could she be Trump's not so secret weapon? Well, she's supposed to help him out in Iowa. The truth is that they both drive ratings and headlines. One is a reality TV star turned politician. The other is a politician turned reality TV star. He makes her relevant again, as you guys were just saying. He puts her in the center of the attention. She buys him street cred with evangelicals and Tea Party voters. So Sarah Palin will either be Donald Trump's winning ticket for 2016 or get voted off the island or fired from the boardroom, however you want to put it.
Well, all I know is the other candidates have spent close to $80-100 million. Trump has spent like $9 million.
He's told me last night, I've spent television. So little money, I feel guilty about it, especially in comparison to
what
Jeff Bush
has kicking their
spent.
Butts with not even spending anything.
And according to 2 Corinthians 5:7, he just relied on that scripture.
You know? And it's like no mistake has crushed him. He could say whatever he wants. He hadn't said anything. We're going, hey, that's it. It hasn't happened yet.
Do you remember in the beginning when he announced, right after he talked about Mexican immigrants, And everyone's like, oh my gosh, it's going to kill him. Nothing. And then he it was McCain, right? And then nothing. And then he went on and he talked about Muslims. And nothing. Everything nothing. Strengthened
the president,
him.
Nothing.
It's
right.
just, it's odd. I've never seen anything like it.
Odd is one way of looking at it.
And I know this gets Tom to get ready, President Trump.
Oh, my God.
Don't say that. Tom. That just takes him one step closer to Amsterdam.
Yeah. The time doing a morning show, live in the afternoon from Amsterdam. I'm moving. I'm getting
we
out can't of here.
We need you, Tom. We
I
need
say we
you.
Do a test run. How about that, Simone?
25 past the hour.